Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, for the first time in the Easter season, we heard a gospel not about the empty tomb or even about the risen Lord, his appearance to his disciples. Rather, we found ourselves in John 10, well before the resurrection, and we were presented with that famous image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We were reminded that he is that brave, that strong, and that powerful shepherd. And his work of leading and guiding, of protecting and finding, is so very real. In fact, it is the work of the risen Christ. There's only one Christ. There's only one Jesus. And he who is the Good Shepherd came back from the dead. That's how powerful he is. He came with healing for his disciples. That's how kind he is. And his strength is made manifest throughout this entire season. And our need for that strength, for that power, for that courage is very real. It was certainly real for those early apostles who were full of guilt and shame and wounds. And Jesus knew this, and the Good Shepherd, the risen one, sought them out, healed them, shared the beautiful gift of his mercy. Today, our scriptures take us back to that Last Supper, to that moment when Jesus gave his body. As much as this Last Supper was a sit-down meal, or rather a reclining meal, the Jews would eat the Passover as people ready to move. So yes, they were reclining. Yes, it was a sit-down. But the movement in the Passover meal is very clear. Certainly, it's clear in today's scripture. Jesus speaks about going away and coming back. He speaks to them about his light and his life and not being troubled. There is, in fact, a great movement going on. And the apostles at that Last Supper really didn't know where he was going. They didn't know really what he was talking about. But in the light of Easter, we can know. And the apostles realized everything that he had taught, including the events of that Last Supper. What is the movement that Jesus brought about? Where was he going and how was he coming back? Jesus was going into death, and he was coming back alive, having conquered death with his power and strength, having conquered death with his obedience and his courage. And he comes back for those disciples to do the same. This is something that only God could do, and he did it. Jesus, at that Last Supper in today's gospel, makes a definitive claim. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's pretty definitive. And how wonderful it is. It is very clear that Jesus Christ is the center point of creation. He is God who became man, who went into death and came back from death. He came back for his disciples so that we may be saved. We may know victory. We may know him. We may, in fact, be on his way. Jesus is the answer to every question that arises in the human heart. And today, with all of the questions, with all of the seeking, with all of the movement, the comings and goings, it is an appropriate time to reflect on where we're going. It is an appropriate time to make sure that we are on the way. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote about this very simply, and I share this quote from him. He wrote, "If you are looking for the way by which you should go, take Christ, because he is the way. It is better to limp along the way than stride along off the way. For one who limps along the way, even if only slow progress is made, comes to the end of the way. But one who is off the way, no matter how quickly the traveling, ends up further from the goal." My friends, today, as we begin this fifth week of Easter, let us begin it acknowledging and accepting and believing what Jesus says, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And let us seek communion with him, to be on his way. And even if we stumble along, we know that he is near. We know that he is the good shepherd. We know the gift of his grace. May his grace keep us on the way and help our brothers and sisters to do the same. God bless you.